46, Dean Richards, Sunday morning. With our look at what's going on in home video. Well, once a month or so, we check in and see what the upcoming releases for the month will be. New in video stores, if you could still find one out there someplace. Online releases, red boxes. Keith Kimball is a film critic with Metacritic.com, one of our favorite sites. Keith, good morning to you, and happy Super Bowl Sunday to you.
Good morning to you, Dean. Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Are there videos of? I know that you know every year the NFL will put out a DVD or video release of highlights of the season. Certainly the Super Bowl champion, whoever the champion is. But I wonder if there's a DVD of the halftime shows through the years. Wouldn't that be a great DVD to have?
That would be a great DVD to have. You know, they did a little like highlight show this week on TV about some of the best halftime shows. And I'm sure that could end up being a DVD release and give some looks kind of through the years, because you can really track the change in culture and everything through those shows. It's pretty interesting to see who was hot at the time and everything.
Yeah, I'm sure Michael Jackson must have been part of that. I'm sure, who else has...
They had Beyonce in there.
Right.
Most recently, the Bruno Mars show as well.
That was a great one. Gloria Estefan, I remember, was fantastic. Lots of country stars. Wasn't there one year when Sting and Shania Twain and there's just a whole. But like some of the early halftime shows. Do you know the first halftime show? It was actually marching band along with Al Hurt. That was
really
Super Bowl of 1967. Al Hurt, University of Arizona Symphonic Marching Band, the Grambling State University Marching Band, and the Anaheim High School Drill Team and Flag Girls, along with legendary New Orleans trumpeter Al Hurt. That was the very first one. And then through the years, I'm sure I was watching it. I just don't remember. Carol Channing, believe it or not, was the Super Bowl halftime show. 1970.
That's hilarious.
Carol Channing.
I can't imagine what she might have done, quite honestly.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. What?
Exactly.
The Disney company did It's a Small World in 1977. It's some pretty crazy stuff that they did for halftime shows before they became, the Lollapalooza music festivals that they are now.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah, major productions.
Anyway, what are we looking at? I know for February so far, the outstanding Tom Hanks drama Bridge of Spies has already come out. Did you like that one? I loved Bridge of Spies.
I did enjoy it. I really liked how it evoked, that time period. You really felt how cold he was in Berlin when he's trying to get that spy, plane backed into U.S. territory. And it was just a real good old-fashioned entertainment.
Yeah. And the supporting actor, Mark Rylance, who is up for an Academy Award. That film is up for several, but he was so great, the guy who played the Russian spy in the film.
He was so understated, right? Very few lines of dialogue, but delivered them really well.
Yeah.
And just an entertaining performance.
Yeah,
really great.
So that's out right now. Sandra Bullock as Our Brand is Crisis. Not quite as good as Bridge of Spies, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Interesting.
Agreed, a little uneven.
Yeah, interesting to watch, though, with all the, the political season that's going on right now. Interesting to watch kind of behind the scenes of campaigning. But coming this Tuesday, the James Bond film, Spectre, is coming out, right?
Yeah. Daniel Craig back again. We don't know if it's his last one. There's been rumors. Yes, it is. No, it's not. So, it's his fourth film and, brings back the Skyfall team, which was a huge hit. This time, Christoph Waltz plays the villain. Lea Seydoux is the love interest. It didn't hit hugely with critics, but audiences, always embrace a new James Bond film. I happen to love James Bond films. I enjoyed it enough, I think there's supposed to be a good time at the movies, not taken too seriously. So, put it on the big screen at home and enjoy. That's what I would say.
Yeah, Chicago's own Michael Shannon was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for a Golden Globe, not an Oscar, but a Golden Globe, as a film out that's coming to home video this week called 99 Homes. What can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, it's really intense. If anyone saw The Big Short, when the characters go down to Florida to look at the home crisis down there, this takes place in that Florida home crisis, and Andrew Garfield stars as a father who is kicked out by Shannon's real estate broker. And Shannon, you know, he can play menacing really well. He can really do anything, but, you know, and he has some moments here where, you know, you believe what he is saying, and he's just excellent. And it's by a director, Ramin Brahrani, and he's done some great earlier films that are smaller, and this is kind of a step into the, it's definitely one to look out for. I mean, obviously, it's tough subject matter, but it's really well-done drama.
Yeah, Mike Shannon always delivers. Guillermo del Toro's Crimson Peak is out this coming Tuesday. Lily Tomlin's Grandma, which did not get a lot of acclaim at all for award season, but this is such a nice little film, don't you think?
I agree. You know, I think she should have gotten, you know, nominated. I thought she was great in it, you know, and it's just a wonderful little comedy, just, you know, her and her daughter driving around for the day, you know, getting to know each other. They have an issue with her granddaughter's pregnancy to deal with, and, you know, you meet great characters along the way. She has a run-in with the great Sam Elliott, who's always wonderful on screen.
Yep.
And just a fun little film.
Yeah, really, it's just one of these little understated films, you know, that gets eclipsed by, you know, all the big Oscar movies that are coming out this time of year. Which leads us to the rest of the month of February, because we have got one Oscar-nominated film after another.
It's catch-up time.
It is time. If you're not interested in going to the theaters to see some of these Oscar films, Oscar-nominated films, most of them are coming out toward the end of February. Let's go down the list, Keith, and you know, tell us what we can look forward to.
Sure, definitely. So Steve Jobs comes out February 16th. That's Michael Fassbender. He's nominated for his lead performance as, you know, the Apple founder there. Aaron Sorkin, you know, his script won the Golden Globe, and he wasn't nominated for an Academy Award.
It's amazing to me. Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly a fan of that movie.
I think. Agreed. I'm with you on that, actually.
Yeah, I think I may just be Steve Jobsed out a little bit.
I think, yeah, we're fatigued, for sure.
One thing, but Aaron Sorkin's writing is like listening to jazz. It's so melodic, the way he chooses his words. I was really surprised that he did not get a nomination for an Oscar.
I agree. You know, he's got that rhythm, and he's just, you know, it's always just ready to go. And yeah, it's a great thing. And Kate Winslet, you know, she plays Steve Jobs' assistant. She won the Golden Globe, and she got nominated as well. So that's a good one to just, you know, go for the performances.
Check
you know,
out.
As you and I both felt, the movie maybe didn't quite work. But we also have Trumbo, another Oscar-nominated lead performance. That's Bryan Cranston of everyone's beloved Breaking Bad. And it follows a screenwriter and who was, you know, persecuted by the Hollywood Un-American Activities Committee,
right.
And he just, it's a great little performance. Again, I don't know if the movie totally works, but it's a great one to look out for.
Yeah, great performances, really good performances in that film from Helen Mirren, Louis C.K. is amazing in this film. I think Trumbo will surprise people with some great performances.
Definitely. And, of course, then Spotlight, February 23rd, right before the awards happen. Best Picture nominee, you know, Best Director, the cast, Mark Ruffalo, Rachel McAdams, just, you know, a wonderful film, you know, it's very insightful about the Washington Post investigation of the Catholic Church abuse scandal. Just, you know, it's a devastating one, I think, but wonderful to watch and just see people doing their jobs well.
Yeah, tough movie to watch, but it was my favorite film of 2015. It was my number one film for the year, so that'll be an opportunity for everybody to check that out. It's February 23rd that's going to be coming out. That is the Tuesday before the Oscars, so you'll get a chance to see it before the big awards night. Also, Johnny Depp's Black Mass is coming out in 2 weeks, February 16th. You'll be able to check that one out. What else do we have coming out in February?
You know, if you're looking for a family film, Pixar's A Good Dinosaur is out. I took my nephews and niece to see it. You know, the youngest one got a little scared. Not one of their best, I'll be honest, but it's still a good one to kind of gather a family around. You can also look for a great documentary called The Black Panthers, Vanguard of the Revolution, a very powerful story about the formation of the group and how it ended up dissolving. Those are two really good hits.
Couple of things on Netflix coming up that are worth noting.
You do, yes. So Netflix, Judd Apatow has a new comedy series that he created called Love. It's, you know, it stars Jillian Jacobs of Community, and it's just really an intimate story about these two, burgeoning kind of 30-year-olds trying to figure out what the right thing to do is. You know, and Apatow can handle that really well. And then if you are a 90s kid, Fuller House, if you know the big reunion. Show Full House.
The big reunion, right.
Exactly. That's gonna bow on Netflix on February 26th.
Yeah, and everybody's back from the original Full House except the Olsen twins on this, right?
That is correct, yeah. But everyone else is going to make an appearance, and it's going to be about, you know, the kids raising their young ones now. So, it takes place, you know. It would be the Fuller House, I guess. That is the title, and that's what they're going to try to do with it.
There you go. A lot of good stuff coming up for February, and you can check out even more with Oscar season coming to a close later on this month. You'll be able to see what Keith and other critics are all saying about their favorites of the year. It's all at Metacritic.com. Keith Kimball is the Metacritic film editor. Keith, always good to talk to you, and we appreciate you joining us.
Good talking to you, Dean.